According to Urban Dictionary, the term next man can be used in derogatory fashion. The so-called next man is just another guy. But if you visit Ottawa, you might learn about a next man who was a lot more than just another guy. Stroll down Elgin Street and stop at the public park honoring Canadian sports hero Jack Purcell. The park features racket-shaped light poles, which are fitting tributes to the late badminton champion and tennis shoe designer, which is fine, except that he's not the guy for whom the tribute was meant. The park was intended to honor a local hero by the same name, whose public claim to fame was his willingness to repair sticks and sharpen skates for Ottawa's young hockey players. In May of 2015, I called upon Matthew Pearson of the Ottawa Citizen to explain this Purcellian mix-up. I wondered how it was even possible that the architects who designed the park and the city officials who commissioned it missed the fact that they were honoring the wrong Jack Purcell.
Bill, I think that's a question that many folks in Ottawa are asking themselves. Essentially, it comes down to the fact that when you enter the name Jack Purcell into Google, the first hit that you come up with, of course, is the community center and park. But further down, you come up with hits for Jack Purcell, the badminton player.
Mm-hmm.
In one of those hits even suggested that the community center in Ottawa was, in fact, named for Jack Purcell, the badminton player. But if you were around Ottawa in the 50s or 60s, you would remember that there was a very different Jack Purcell in the neighborhood. And I think that he's maybe been forgotten a bit because he lived and died before the internet.
Well, tell me a little bit about Jack Purcell, the hockey stick mender, and why folks in Ottawa felt that a $500,000 tribute to him was a good idea.
Jack Purcell was a man who lived off Elgin Street. Kids could come to the house and he would fix their hockey sticks. And then he later went on to even sharpen skates. So he was known in the community as the stick doctor. In the 60s, when they were getting closer to having this community center, there was a real movement in the community that this park and this community center needed to be named for Jack Purcell.
At what point did the park's designers realize that an error had been made, and what happened when they came to that realization?
What I understand is that they submitted their plans for the park, and a local historian said, hey, wait a sec, this park is named after a different Jack Purcell, and went to the city archives and sure enough found that there is in fact this local Jack Purcell who had nothing to do with badminton. And so they told that to the designer. We haven't seen the original drawings for the park, but they look like rackets. Some people think they look like question marks or keys. And the city councilor, Diane Holmes, said that, according to her, the initial plan was to actually string the rackets, so they would maybe even look more like rackets.
You interviewed Carrie Purcell Grant, who's the great-granddaughter of the badminton champion. What did she have to say about the mix-up?
Well, it's kind of funny. Carrie moved to Ottawa from Toronto about 10 years ago, and while she was studying, she figured that it must be named for her great-grandfather. And so she called her mom, and she said, why didn't you ever tell me this? And her mom said, I don't think that it's named after your great-grandfather. And so they went to Google and found out that, according to this one website, it was. So they actually visited the community center, and a funny thing happened because the staff at the community center said the park is named for the local guy. And they showed them a picture of him, and he definitely wasn't Cary Grant's great-grandfather. But then the community center staff said he also was a famous badminton player. So it seemed like even they were a bit confused and were sort of conflating the two men. And what I think is kind of a funny little coincidence is that she didn't play badminton, but she played hockey.
Of course.
So the Jack Purcell hockey stick mender would have been a good friend of hers.
Matthew Pearson is the Ottawa Citizen City Hall reporter. You can link to his series of articles about Jack Purcell Park at onlyagame.org. Matthew, this has been great fun. Thank you for speaking with me.
It's my pleasure, Bill.